You're listening to The Fraudcast, your weekly improvised parody of public radio. The Fraudcast. I'm Rick Mickman, and that was AM Stories. On today's show, John Masters joins us, talking about his new book, The Tao of Blank.
Your audience fan base doubled with said book, The Tao for Idiots.
They love being called idiots, it turned out. But first, headlines.
A cure for cancer and AIDS has been found. But first, headlines. Two college roommates become pen pals as they live on either sides of the planet and they send each other pubic hair. But first, headlines.
Wild wolves stalked citizens of Minneapolis, St. Paul. A Twin Cities terror or an internet hoax? Up next...
An assassination attempt on the life of the president deemed successful. But first, headlines.
Hi, I'm Syl Williamson, and this is The Ground. Your weekly look at what things are going on the ground. With me today is author, distinguished speaker, and singer, Joy Joyce, author of Joy, It's a Choice. My Life by Joy Joyce. Joy, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Syl. It's nice to be here.
If you're just joining us, we've just introduced Joy Joyce, author of Joy, It's a Choice, My Life by Joy Joyce. Joy, how are you?
Well, I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot. Where were you? Well, to pick you up to speed... I just introduced Joy Joyce, and she started answering me. Joy Joyce, of course, author of Joy, It's a Choice, My Life by Joy Joyce. Joy, how are you? Speak up.
I'm fine.
If you haven't joined us yet, please join us soon. We're waiting. Joy Joyce is here with me, author of Joy, It's a Choice, My Life by Joy Joyce.
Thank you. The book that
I wrote... If you're just joining us, Joy Joyce was in the middle of answering a question... And I interrupted her. Joy, Joyce, author of Joy, It's a Choice by Joy Joyce. Joy, we're out of time.
Okay. Thank you.
Support for PRO comes from our listeners and a grant from...
Charlie's Soup Kitchen. The best soup for when you don't have a home.
The Moss Rosenfeld Moss Organization.
The Ajayi Foundation. Giving help to Africans since 1997.
The Flens Dystrophy Association.
Grandma Nellie's Back Alley Abortions. You don't want to tell your parents? Call your grandmother.
Rosalinda's Maid Service. She clean you good. You house good clean after she go. She no steal. Rosalinda's Maid Service.
And now it's the ether. Weekly look at what's being pulled from the ether. Hello, I'm Rob Edwards, and this is the ether. This is the ether with Rob Edwards. I'm Rob Edwards, and this is the ether.
The ether.
I'm Rob Edwards, and this is the ether. Joining us on the ether this week, we have author of such notable books as The Tao of Poop, The Tao of Rock, and The Tao of Pudding, John Masters. John, welcome to The Ether.
Thanks, Rob. It's good to be here.
Tell me about your new book.
Well, I have five of them,
It was a simultaneous mass release of these five books. Not volumes 1 through 5, but 5 uniquely different books. Go.
Okay, the first one is called The Tao of Cocoa Macau, which is a book about the Tao of chocolate.
Chocolate.
Second is The Tao of How Now Brown Cow. The Tao of Dr. Seuss Rhymes.
Dr. Seuss Rhymes.
Third is the book called The Tao of Pow, which is the Tao of Jean-Claude Van Damme films.
Jean-Claude Van Damme films. You're listening to The Ether.
And the fourth is, of course, The Tao of Puppy Chow, which is the Tao of dog food.
Which was surprising. I thought it was going to be about dog food.
Yeah. And the fifth and final is The Tao of Writing, books called The Tao of Blank for Idiots.
That's kind of apropos thematically with Taoism, blank or not having a set direction, letting the... well, I'm not the Taoist expert, but I do know a lot of emphasis is placed on the uncarved block of the potential of life.
It's very astute, Rob, yes.
I've read your books.
Aye, obviously, you're a big fan, I remember.
I am the fan. Go.
Well, having it to be the Tao of blank is an instructional book about how to teach people how to write books about the Tao of blank for idiots. Mm. And it's not associated with the for idiots popular brand of how-to books, I should add.
Mm-hmm. So your book of the Tao of idiots, you're addressing your audience and addressing your audience as idiots on the ether.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to let everybody know the contempt I had for them, especially my readers.
And it's no big surprise that we all know that it was a huge success and that your audience fan base doubled with said book, The Tao for Idiots.
They love being called idiots, it turned out. They don't like themselves. I think that people have a low self-image of themselves, and they kind of like being slapped around.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to John Masters on The Ether.
And those were headlines. Up next, Baldwin on Baldwin, the weekly interview show hosted by Alec Baldwin, where he interviews another Baldwin or one of his brothers. Up next on PRO.
Welcome to Baldwin on Baldwin. My name is Alec Baldwin, and on my show we talk to other Baldwins, be they famous or simply be they my brothers. Joining me this week on Baldwin is my brother Billy Baldwin. Billy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Alec. Thanks a lot.
Billy, what was I like as a child?
You were crazy. You're crazier than a barrel of nuts in a monkey sack.
That's pretty crazy.
Can I smoke in here?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Awesome.
Just make sure you have a window open.
You might have to do a little blow in here.
Billy, you've been clean for 2 days. What? Billy, I'd like to know a little bit more about how Mom treated me when I was a child.
Mom loved you the best. You know that. Mom loved you more than anyone. You were the oldest. Everybody knew you were the favorite.
Could you say that again? I couldn't quite hear you.
You fucking heard it, all right? Don't fucking make me repeat that again, you crazy son of a bitch.
Thanks, Billy. Billy, I want you to tell me a little bit more about my film career.
I don't know. The Getaway was okay. I liked you in the Caveman movie. Weren't you in one of those?
I was in The Bear with the Academy Award winner, Sir Tony Hopkins.
What about my career? Can we talk about me for a second here? I've made some fucking movies, okay?
All right, that's fair enough. That's fair.
What about my Caveman movie?
Your Caveman movie. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your Caveman movie. Go ahead. Defy you to tell me about your caveman film.
Maybe you haven't seen the work of Pauly Shore, because he was my co-star in it. The Weasel.
You still in contact with the Weasel?
Yes. Sometimes we email. We're playing phone tag at the moment.
This interview.
Phone tag, you're it.
I
just hit you with my phone.
Ow.
Phone tag, you're it.
You actually touched me with your phone.
Yeah, it's phone tag.
That hurt a lot. All right, this has been Baldwin.
Alec, hey.
Baldwin, don't. What? Go ahead.
Why don't you tell everybody what you did when you were 15 at the back of the shed with the neighbor's dog?
You don't bring up Stephanie. We discussed this
way
before.
Whatever, big movie star.
We're gonna get
Third 30 Rock from the Sun, motherfucker.
We'll be back with more Baldwin on Baldwin after this. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I'm gonna do some blow.
This has been the Fraudcast. Join us next episode where we have an exclusive interview with Senator John McCain and Senator Barack Obama.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. Was I interrupting you, Senator Obama?
Yeah, you were. I was gonna say that. I don't understand why people write thank you cards.
And that's the Fraudcast. We'll see you next time.